You can file a post-argument letter if you wish.
Thank you.
With your argument now, in the case of Local 139 against J.H. Findorf and Son. Mr. Scribner.
May it please the Court, my name is Tom Scribner, and representing J.H. Findorf and Son's creation of 301 of the labor. The subcontracting case involves a construction. And the arbitrator in this case decided that there was no subcontracting operated in the middle of the skid material. The key issue in the case whether the arbitrator has the labor contract language that the arbitrator did. The language in question we submit, section 4.1 covers work being. Covered work is not used in section 6.1. Phrase covered work is not by an engineer argue to the arbitrator that section 6.1 defines covered work for subcontracting purposes.
Well, the language there says the employer agrees to assign any equipment within the jurisdiction as described below to bargaining unit employees, including but not limited to all equipment listed in section 9.1. And then when we get to 9.1, skid loaders are listed. So when you look at the contract as a whole, it covered work, when you look at all those sections, includes those skid loaders.
By both parties, interpret the agreement as a whole. Look at Article 6.1. This definition of covered work for subcontracting. In his decision, that he was convinced covered work, form work, off that is a proper arbitrator. There are many different meanings that could be given. Performed work that actually has been done, and actual work that has been done, work that was consistent with work that the union desired to do, the work that the union has done, actual bargaining unit work itself. We thought work. It could be historically performed work, forced work, it could be different definitions that were available to the firm, decided for the arbitrator. Operating engineers will argue work is not just it is no debate.
And that's by stringing together those various sections that I mentioned.
Part by out putting together the three contracts that they allowed. None of those three sections are covered work. Alternate meanings that may be given as the definition of ambiguity. Arbitrators deciding questions of ambiguity and what even if the language were plain, that does not mean that there was nothing for the arbitrator to interpret. Literalism, the four corners, is really not applicable to the contract. Even superficially clear language, interpreters, they have to be in order to determine the meaning. Meaning a specific, superficially clear language can be latent. Needs to be, and it was the case over in terms of the arbitrator was clear. Not required the arbitrator to match and mark place on the path. By this and the subcontracting case. Justification of the parties to compete in arbitration, acknowledging the difference of opinion about either by itself or in a whole part of the contract from the need of interpretation. Arbitrator concluded that interpretation not covered, not been performed. It's so specific, focusing on the assignment practice. Engineers had not performed. Arbitrator was clear. Work had not been performed. Does not work. Corollary proposition was performed. Actual binding not been performed by the operator. Area practice. The operating engineer. Assignments open to multiple assignments. Arbitrator noted what he called major inconsistency in his position. Correct assignment purpose. Laborers perform the work, not the operator. Arbitrator is asking, why should it be different for students that the engineer not covered work? Correct assignment purposes work the agreement as a whole, 6.1, 9.1, 4.1. That does not cover because it we submit a decision but the work exclusively performed the operating engineers are concluded under 4.1
Thank you, Mr. Scribner. Mr. Clavin. We've certainly said that enough times.
Well, Your Honor, that's not exactly what...
Remember the famous language in our Chicago Tribune case? It says the question is not whether the arbitrator erred. The question is not whether the arbitrator clearly erred. It's not whether the arbitrator grossly erred. It is simply whether the arbitrator interpreted the contract. Which we have repeated rather endless times. And that's the proposition. It's not whether the arbitrator really blew it. It's just whether he interpreted.
Doesn't the fact that the non-union laborers have historically worked on skid steer loaders in the Milwaukee area show that it was not the party's intent to include them under Article 6?
Not at all, Your Honor. In making
And is there any evidence at all that the parties intended to include an exclusivity clause in the agreement?
There was none.
You're familiar with Circuit Rule 53E?
Yes, I am.
That makes what you are now doing unethical. That is not what Circuit Rule 53E says. That is the big difference between this court, in common with the Second, Ninth, and Federal Circuits, and other circuits. That is the issue that was underneath the proposed amendment to Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure that did not go forward this year. It cannot be cited. That's what the rule says. One might think that there are good reasons to modify that rule. Certainly the Appellate Rules Committee did, but it hasn't been done yet. Mm-hmm. Anything further, Mr. Scribner?
Best protect historically performed work. Contract interpretation principle being carried out, that a labor contract should be interpreted in relationship to its purpose. The arbitrator engaged in no personal. The arbitrator next looked at the objective of lost work opportunities or the subcontract. There he was recognizing a contract interpretation principle, that a contract interpreted according to its purposes. Then the arbitrator looked at the possible work expansion problem, concluded that there might be a national labor relations and accepted a meeting that gave the preferred interpretation, which was to avoid. And what the union argued as perhaps the greatest offense by the arbitrator was still an active interpretation. But he decided for the construction industry, these kinds of conflicts have no place. That the parties need stability, and that there needs to be a way to resolve workers' assignment disputes. It proves that the arbitrator was correct in holding for exclusivity, the arbitrator was correct in adopting, the arbitrator was correct in giving the parties the clarity that they need. Is a relatively inexpensive labor method. Is to provide gone because of arbitration is to supply finality, and as the court were to accept the arbitration. We will finally give the parties the stability on subcontracting.
Thank you, counsel. The case is taken under advisement.